More than $2.2 million of government money will help five manufacturing companies expand operations in the Parry Sound District, creating 38 new jobs. "It is great to see manufacturing companies commit to our local communities," said Norm Miller, Parry Sound Muskoka MPP. "These businesses, like Lofthouse Manufacturing here in Berks Falls, create the stable, well-paying, year-round jobs that sustain our towns and villages throughout the Parry Sound District." The following funding is being delivered through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation. Lofthouse Manufacturing, a forging and machining company in Berks Falls, gets $1 million to enlarge its tool room, purchase equipment and automate part of its manufacturing process. The project will create 8 full-time jobs. "Lofthouse is a Northern Ontario success story," says President Darwin Dunn. "This funding is part of a strategic plan to be the most technically advanced forging and machining manufacturer in North America. Currently, Lofthouse employs 175 people in our manufacturing plant in Berks Falls, offering stable, long-term careers that support a strong and vibrant community." Patternstone, a masonry and landscaping products manufacturer in Berks Falls, will get $16,600 to renovate its facility and purchase equipment. The project will create 2 full-time jobs. Connor Industries, an aluminum boat manufacturer in Parry Sound known worldwide under the trademark name Stanley, gets $918,500 to renovate its facility, construct 2 new buildings and purchase equipment. The project will create 12 full-time jobs. Wave Fiber Mill in Seguin gets $200,000 to establish a full-scale fiber processing mill. The mill will use locally sourced raw materials to produce fabrics such as yarn, felt and roving. The project will create 5 part-time and 5 full-time jobs. RJW Enterprises, a solid surface fabricator also in Seguin, gets $114,000 to renovate its facility and purchase equipment. The project will create 6 full-time jobs.